say amen. Hallelujah. You know why I'm happy? Hallelujah. Because we are celebrating the birth of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you believe? Hallelujah. I am glad that God did not leave us hanging. You know, like our friends do. Hallelujah. Sometimes your family leave you hanging. Hallelujah. But aren't you glad that he's not like man? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are here today to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because if Christ had not came and did what he did, we would not be here today. Are you coming? Have you been washed in the blood? Thank you, Jesus. First and foremost, we give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we celebrate his birthday. And to Elder Lawrence, amen, and to my wife, Sister Greta, amen, to Minister Douglas, Deacon Steve, Brother Jackson, and to all of you, I'm so glad to see all of you out on today as we come and we praise and we fellowship for the birth of Christ. One of the most, well, the most important gift that has and will ever be given was when God gave up his only begotten son. And he gave it up because he loved us. He did not want us to be lost, that we needed a savior. Don't you know Jesus is our Savior? Hallelujah. Thank God for our Sister Carol, who works so diligently. And I'm excited for our young people. I was at every rehearsal, and I've seen how they progress at every rehearsal. Let's give the young people a hand time. I thank God for Sister Dominique, Sister Mazetta. I've seen my niece come a long way.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has brought her a long way. I thank God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm not going to preach. I don't think. I just want to talk a little bit about Jesus Christ, the virgin birth. I want to teach you a little bit this morning. I have some notes here. I'm not going to be before you long. But I love him. You don't even deserve it. We didn't deserve it. We don't deserve him. But his love is so pure. His love is so righteous. Thank God for loving me when I couldn't even love myself. Before I get into my word, I enter this teaching about the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. I have an announcement that I want to tell the family that, and I'm not disappointed. I have been diagnosed with cancer. I've been diagnosed with chronic leukemia. But I'm a faith walker. away from here. He's going to use me, and he's going to use that disease to show y'all he's real, to show y'all his power. All you got to do is believe. Do you believe Jesus?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I believe it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. If you say no, well, shame on you. But God is real. Well, preacher, why do you believe him so much? Because he has done so many things for me. When I look back on this Christmas Day, December the 25th, 1969, I was in Vietnam. The men were searching and destroying the enemy. And I was up in the helicopter. It'd been up there for about 4 hours. And we had to go back to get fuel. And when we got back to get fuel, the general called and said, Sergeant McKinney, say, since y'all have not made contact, there's no need you going back up in the head ship. But come on back to headquarters where dinner is being served. The moment the helicopter got back to where the men were, it was shot down. Tell me God didn't have nothing for me. Thank you, Jesus. God is real.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. When me and my wife, we goes into the business of building a steakhouse here on the avenue down here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the business went under. And we owed over $1 million. Hallelujah. I wasn't working. I didn't have no money. I couldn't even buy a slice of bread.
Jesus.
Had holes in my shoes. My wife had to pay all the bills. Than a man. Oh, but God. Hallelujah. They were trying to take our home. The lawyers wanted $40,000. I didn't have one penny. Oh, but God. Hallelujah. I was walking one day and ran into this lady. She said, Reverend McKinney, look like you got the world on your shoulder. I said, honey, I have. She said, why? She said, what's the matter? I said, they trying to take my house. They a loan of $750,000. I'm not working. I done got served with papers. She said, well, come to my office over in Clifton and let me see about it. So I took all my paperwork. I'm going to be quick. Took all the paperwork over there. And she said, oh man, this is like Samson and Goliath. Hallelujah. She said, but you know what? We need to answer these court papers. She said, I can't do it for nothing because I got to pay my, the secretaries and things to type up the paper. She said, I'll do this for you for $500. Can you get $500? If you get $250, I could start the work right away. I went to a friend of mine and asked to borrow $250. So she said, I have to write a check. I said, write it. I said, no, don't write it out to me. I want you to write it out to this attorney. And God came through. They were taking my house. Hallelujah. Had put a lien on it. Glory to God. But God found me not guilty. Hallelujah. Didn't have to pay one cent. $750,000. The city had to pay that. Don't tell me God won't work for his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I trust him. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to heaven. And I know it. And I'm going to live right for Jesus. And if you want to come on, get on the roller coaster. Galatians 4 and 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Under the law means that just like we have kids, it was according under the law. Hallelujah. And it's talking about Jesus Christ. The first prophecy that was made back in Genesis. What was it? Genesis 3 and 19, where he was talking about the seed that was going to bruise. That's who he was talking about, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In looking at the virgin birth of Christ, man needs, and when I say man, I'm speaking of man and woman, man needs to think deeply and honestly, because both are necessary. Man must be honest and must be engaged in concentrated thought to grasp this. We got to have to let God be on our mind, and we have to concentrate on this. One question needed to be asked. Why would God send God's son, have to enter the world through a virgin? Have you ever thought about that? Why would God's son have to enter the world through a virgin? Or maybe simply put, why was Christ born of a virgin? Why was a virgin birth necessary? And see, Mary even confirmed it in Scripture 1 and 34 that she was a virgin. She was a virgin, and we all know what virgin is. Nowadays, virgins don't mean nothing to nobody. Hallelujah, God. Glory to God. But the Bible tells us that Mary was espoused to Joseph. That means that espoused back in those days in the Jewish language means that basically she was promised. It was more than an engagement than what we have when you say espoused back then. And they couldn't see one another for a whole year. So she had not been with a man. She wasn't engaged. She wasn't espoused. So see, our blood is contaminated. It's not pure blood. The birth of God's son required a miracle. Jesus' birth was a miracle. He could not be born through natural causes. When man and wife get together, the man impregnates the woman, the man carries the seed. But in Christ's birth, Mary carried that seed. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost worked a miracle, a supernatural miracle, so that we could have a Savior, so that we could be redeemed back to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father, and have eternal life. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, he already existed in heaven. He was not born like we were born, but he already existed. So God had to give him a body which made him human. The Bible tells us that he was 100% man and 100% 100% man and 100% God. Thank you, Jesus. A body had been prepared for me. And you go to Hebrews 10 and 5, and it'll tell you that. the birth of Christ, God's Son, required a combination of an act of God's part and a part on woman's part. If God's Son was to become a man and identify with man, what made him human was that he was born of a woman, just like we are. We are human, born through a woman, but our father is human. God's father is not human. He's spiritual. Come on and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If God's Son was to become a man and identify with man, he had to have the human body. The human body is what makes us human. He had to come through the process of conception through a woman. Why? Because man can only come through the woman. Therefore, if God's will to send his Son into the world as a man, he would have to perform a miraculous miracle, causing Mary to conceive by the act of his divine power. Divine power. God can do anything. He can do anything but fail. Come on, church, amen.
Amen.
Well, a question needs to be asked. Why is it so hard to believe that God can cause Mary to miraculously conceive? You know, you got some people, I don't believe in that. In life. Where does life come from? Life comes from God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Why is it so hard to believe that God exists and that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life? John 3:16. But we can believe, look at science. We believe that scientists can take fertilization of a female egg today, and they can keep it. Is God not able to do that?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. God can do exceedingly abundantly above anything that man can do.
Jesus.
As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the idea that God gave man, they would not. The very pills that we take, if God said, don't work pill, the pill don't work.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's the type of power that God has. Thank you, Jesus. The birth of the Son of God required a miraculous nature, both divine nature, spiritually, and human nature. Hallelujah. The birth of God's Son required a perfect. Why? Because a perfect life needed to be lived. He lived the perfect life. He couldn't sin. Hallelujah. Let me hurry up. But God acted on our behalf. God did everything to secure righteousness and perfect it for man. He took every step and he performed every act necessary to save his people. Jesus Christ came and shedded his blood, covered our sin. Why? He was an innocent, holy man, righteous man. And God required that because he told Adam in the garden, said that if you eat that tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. And Adam did that. He disobeyed God and caused a downfall for humanity. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As God, man, Christ was able to consummate both the human and divine. He had the capacity, the innate power, not to sin. Therefore, his godly nature do wrong, that's automatic.
Jesus.
You got to teach him to do right.
Yes, yes.
Glory to God. Because of the blood nature, we have received that from the first Adam. As God, man, Christ was able to bear the sins and the judgment for all men. Am I making sense? Hallelujah. When he died as a perfect and ideal man. Therefore, his death is able to cover and stand for all men. Christ died for you. Mm-hmm. He died for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if you don't believe that, after today, I hope you leave here convinced that only salvation comes through Jesus Christ. As God-man, Christ was exalted to sit at the right hand of God, to live eternally in the heavenly dimensions of being in God's very own presence as a perfect and ideal man. His exaltation into the heavenly or spiritual dimension is able to blaze the path into heaven for every man. Just like we talked about that in Sunday school this morning. Just like John the Baptist. Who was John the Baptist? He was the pathfinder. He was the forerunner for Jesus Christ here on earth. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is our forerunner for human man, between man and God. We got to go through Jesus to get to God. It is the same with the new birth of the creation. And I'm closing. You can't see this thing. It's a spiritual birth. You're looking for something, but there's something working on the inside of you. You can't see it. But honey, let me tell you, it's real. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and you allow him to come into your life, glory to God. Let him work, and you will see a change. Hallelujah. And a matter of fact, the people that you are around, when you get God in you, you will feel it, you will see it, and they will see it too. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man can be saved only if the Son of God. Just like Adam was born. Hallelujah. Through the spoken word. God spoke. And Adam, the first Adam, came forth. God spoke. And the second Adam came forth through woman. Hallelujah. The first Adam failed to become the representative of man, the ideal man, the pattern. The perfect one in whom all men could find as a representative. When we say we got God in our life, when we say we got the Holy Ghost in our life, I'm here to tell you, Satan, that you're representing the perfect one. You're representing the Holy One. For this cause, Jesus came into the world. Glory to God, that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Jesus offered life, not just ordinary life, but he offered life more abundantly and eternally. The birth of God's Son, oh glory to God, was no other means than being under the law. Glory to God. He was talked about in the Old Testament. Thank you, Jesus. It was brought down through Adam. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, through Abraham. Hallelujah. On to Isaac, Jacob, on down through the line. Thank you, Jesus, that a Savior was going to come. Hallelujah. Israel did not have a Savior, a man of God, for over 400 years. But the Bible says, in the fullness of time, God has a plan. God doesn't deviate his plan. Glory to God. If God said he's going to bless you, he's going to bless you in his time, not in your time. Stop giving up on God. Stop trusting him the more. If God promised you something, God is not like man. Oh, glory to God. God is not like man. In the fullness of time, glory, hallelujah, Jesus came forth, 100% man, 100% God. Thank you, Jesus, to fulfill the will of the Father. He did not give in to Satan when he was tempted, like the first Adam was. He quoted the word, glory to God. Oh, yes, he did. He told Satan, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God, the word, the word, the word is powerful. The word will keep you. The word will save you. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
A celebrate Christmas. The gifts. Why we celebrate Christmas.
Jesus.
We celebrate Christmas because God gave his only begotten son to come here to die for me. Glory, hallelujah. Look at that love. Look at that love. And he knew that we were gonna be sinless. He had the power to destroy all of us. But it's something about the love of God. If you want eternal life, don't put off tomorrow for tomorrow. What you can do today. Me and my wife, Ella Lawrence, on Friday, we drove early Friday morning. We drove down to Washington to my best friend's funeral. On that Friday, called him. We were planning our trip to West Virginia for the work that we do down there. For almost 20 years, we rode up and down the highway. Hallelujah. He was my driver. Hallelujah. And we talked and we said, well, we're getting ready to go down to West Virginia in February. The third week, he said, well, you know what? When I get to West Virginia, I can't wait to get me that West Virginia hot dog. We go to West Virginia, we eat them West Virginia hot dogs. And so we talked and we planned. He said, oh, yeah. He said, baby Charles, he said, I know you're looking for that snow blower. Sears is going out of business. And you can get a brand new snow blower practically nothing if you go to Sears. He said, because I'm going to get up Saturday morning and I'm going to go look because I got to get some lawnmowers and things. He said, that's what I'm going to do. Saturday morning came. Elder Lawrence and myself, we went to Jethro's to get some hot dogs where we're going to serve the community. He got a call about 9:30 Saturday morning from the daughter. Told me that Willie Ben Brooks, her father, had a massive heart attack. Saints of God, you don't know when God, your number's going to be called. So what am I saying? Get ready now. Make sure that your election and your calling is by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Death, our time is running out. God wants to say the only way that you can get eternal life is through Jesus Christ. Mohammed didn't die for you. Buddha didn't die for you. As a matter of fact, Buddha is a statue. Hallelujah. The priest didn't die for you. He can't forgive your sin. Only Jesus Christ, the one who took on flesh to come here to shed his innocent and holy blood for you. If you want a new life, a new walk, the church doors are open. What a day to start a new walk on a day like we celebrate the birth of Christ. Is there one who's sick in body and believe God for your healing? God will heal you. Because, see, your healing is not based on my faith. Hallelujah. I got my own issues. Hallelujah. But it's based on your faith. Hallelujah. Is there anyone sick in body? Hallelujah. Look like these young kids got more sense than their adults. Hallelujah. God is so wonderful.